Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have got a great 3 hours in store for you, so keep it locked right here on the iHeartMedia app, Sirius XM Channel 83, or, of course, Fox Sports Radio, however you may be listening. And there's so much to talk about. Obviously, there's NFL, but there's NBA and some interesting stories to get to. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great.
I want you to know it's a rainstorm going on out here in Los Angeles, Chris. Just I saw a guy out here building an ark. I mean, it's coming down in buckets. And I'm going to tell you,
really
though,
expect we're national. Heck, we're international. Yes. You really think somebody's going to feel sorry for you because you got a little rain in Southern California?
But here's the bad part, is Chris. Is that I'm wet, but I haven't been outside. So it's just, it's not a good
I don't even know what to make of it. I'm just going to stay away from that, you know. Did that even make the air? I mean, I don't even know if that made the air. But
of course that made the air. I said I was wet. Maybe I have a hole in my roof. What are you thinking about, Chris?
I'm thinking you got a hole in your roof. That's what I'm thinking.
There you go. All right. Yeah. No, great day. Otherwise, as we wind down this year, man, I can't believe New Year's Eve is coming up on Friday. And,
it is incredible.
A lot of stuff happening.
Yep, absolutely. And we're going to get to all of it. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. But a lot of people off. DJ Alex Teichert off most of this week. So we got our man, my homeboy, Iowa Sam, on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. We got Danny G. Not Rob G, but Danny G in studio as a super producer. Now, Rob G's working from home, and he's involved as well. And then, of course, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley on the update. So, Rob, we got Max Schneidman, Packers beat writer for The Athletic, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And it's great to talk to him today because Aaron Rodgers held court, Rob. Seems like he may be on the verge of the first back-to-back MVP since, what, Peyton Manning? And was it 08 and 09?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the NFL, so that's pretty amazing. And he does look like it, Chris, with the performance he had this past week. Brady didn't do that much, even though they beat the Panthers.
Right.
So it looks pretty much like he's games to go.
Yeah, pretty good games.
If he just plays like he normally plays and doesn't have something blow up in his face.
He'll probably win it. Yeah. But he held court, talked about a number of things. His future, will he be with the Packers next year? Will he be elsewhere next year? Or will he even be playing football next year? He didn't rule out retirement. Here's an excerpt.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me clarify that. I wouldn't rule that out. I think that I'm just enjoying this season for this season. And I think there's playing next year will definitely be in the thought process. One of the things that obviously, and you and I have talked about this over the years, wanting to not be a bum per se on the way out and to still be able to play, I think is important to me. If this year has stopped me anything, is that, I still can play. I still have a love for the game. I'm still super competitive and still enjoy the process of the week. I miss practice, and it's tough to not be out there week after week now. But I still do love competing, and I love being out there. There'll be a lot of things that'll weigh in the off season. Saying that doesn't mean, or any of the comments I've made doesn't mean I'm thinking about elsewhere. I do want to clarify that. The things that I've said about the team this year, about Brian's and I's relationship, has been heartfelt and genuine, and I do appreciate a lot of the things that I've seen from the team that are directly related to conversations we had in the offseason. That was meaningful to me. I've enjoyed being a part of conversations that directly affect my job, which I talked about in the offseason, and Brian's taken a lead in that. And I do appreciate the way our relationship has grown. I have a lot of love for Matt and enjoy playing for him. I love my teammates. The coaching staff has been fantastic, and they make it fun every single day. And the guys, obviously, is what you play for. And having Randall back has made this year exponentially greater for me as far as happiness and going through the weeks and being able to spend time with him and Ida and the kids. And it has been really, really special. So I'm just savoring this year, I think, as much as anything. And I don't want to, it won't be something where I'll drag it out for months and months, have conversations with my loved ones after the season, with Brian and Mark and Russ and coaching staff, and then make a decision at some point. I'm not going to hold the team back from anything. And once I commit, and if it's committing, to move forward here, it'll be a quick decision.
All right, Rob, everybody's trying to decipher what he said. To me, it's simple. He's leaning heavily toward coming back to the Packers. And I think, Rob, what will determine it is, like he said, I don't know if it, that was a long clip. I don't know if he said it in that clip, but he said it today, that he's going to sit down with the front office, including Brian Gutekunst, the GM, who he obviously spoke favorably about in that clip, and Matt LaFleur after the season and make a determination. So to me, when he sits down with them, Rob, and I think he's going to want to get clarity, am I your guy going forward or not? Like, are you ready to try to work Jordan Love in or not? If they're all in on, like, look, it's you. However long you want to be our starter, it's you. All right, next 3 years, whatever, it's you. If they're that much in and then they give the money to Devontae Adams, right, his great receiver, if they do those two things, Rob, I think he's going back to Green Bay. And I think the one caveat is this. If they don't win the Super Bowl, okay, does Aaron Rodgers think, what is it? I mean, three straight terrific regular seasons, and we just haven't been able to get it done. And it may just be if they don't get to the Super Bowl, right? If they don't win the NFC, maybe if they win get to the Super Bowl and lose, he won't feel this way. But if they don't win the NFC, is there a part of him that's like, it's something here? I don't know, but we just can't get over the hump. And then does he look at Denver? Does he look at Pittsburgh? Does he look at New Orleans? But overall, Rob, what I take from what he said is he pretty much wants to come back and will be back, or is leaning heavily toward back returning to the Packers next year.
See, I partially agree with you, but I believe that this was, I'm either playing for the Packers or I'm retiring as a Packer. Like, it's one or the other. When he hangs
so
it up,
so he will retire after this season. That's
No.
Well, but
he doesn't have to retire. He can stay. But I don't see him going to another team.
What if the Packers? So then you see him definitely playing for the Packers next year.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but it's not just that. Is that I don't think he's going anywhere. That when this time is done in Green Bay, I don't think he's going anywhere. I really don't. I think he'll retire as a Packer. I think Colin Cowherd said this, and I think it's smart. He said all they need to do is just say to him, "We're trading Jordan Love, and you're going to be here as long as you can play." Obviously, if he wins another one, that'll be age. How old is he now? 37? Going to be 38, 37?
38, something like that.
37, 30. He's won two Super Bowl. I mean, two MVPs or possibly 37, 38. We've seen Tom Brady play till 44. He could play at least another 2 years, Chris, right, and play till 40.
Oh, at least.
So
yeah.
You have, yeah, at least 2 years, maybe three.
Right.
You give Devontae Adams the contract. And you say, the next 3 years, look at what we've done. We've won 13 or more games every year. We got a team here. We run the ball. We got defensive players. And you're right. And so, some of their best defensive players, Chris, are out and haven't even played.
They should be getting them back.
Right? And they'll be getting them back come playoff time. And Bakhtiari, the lineman, all pro, he's been out all year. You're going to get him back. Like it's built up to just say, you know what? We took Jordan Love. He's not going to get in for 3 years. It doesn't make sense for us to hold on to him if Aaron Rodgers is here. So I'm just saying he sounds like he's happy. You know, like the team is where it is. He's happy with and that Randall Cobb, he brought it up. I was funny. I was looking up Randall Cobb on my phone, just looking at some stuff. That was big when he asked for Randall Cobb and they gave him to him.
You must be the only dude in the country that Googles Randall Cobb.
No, I would just look. I wanted to look at his numbers. I was looking at his numbers.
I'm just messing with you.
No.
Hold on. Here's what I want to throw at you, though. Because essentially you said what I said. But you threw in that he retires as a Packer.
I don't believe
Jordan Love?
Yeah, but
what if they're like, well, Aaron, look. Like, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl. And they're like, we want you for next year. You know, but, you know, they're not as committed maybe as he wants them to be. Do you see him retiring?
Yeah. My take is he will not play for any other team. That's my take.
So he could retire after this year?
He could retire after this year. Say they win the Super Bowl and they say, well, moving forward, which would be ridiculous, but they won the Super Bowl and he went out on top. Because I've heard and read stories where his people or people around him say, is very important. Like the whole Green Bay Packers, only being a Packers quarterback is something special to him. And that's really what I got. You know, at the heat of the moment, you remember Kobe Bryant wanted out of L.A. too and made a big stink and went on every radio show in the country and talked down to the organization and how much he wanted out. And he wound up playing all 20 years in L.A. And he never went anywhere. And I think Aaron Rodgers could wind up in the very same situation. He had a one bad offseason where he was unhappy with some stuff. He came back this year. They're playing great. And he has everything he could want.
I just don't see him retiring. And okay. Look, he left it open, so it's certainly possible. You are right, Robin, that he said, look, I want to clarify. I'm not thinking about playing for anybody else. So he did say that.
I believe that, Chris.
Doesn't mean he won't, but it means right now he's not thinking about it. But I think the Packers could push him. Like, if they, for whatever reason, you're right, why in the world would they? But if they, for every reason, don't seem as committed to him as he wants,
But
then I just don't think he'd hang it up. I mean, if he comes off another MVP, he said, I don't want to be a bum. Like, that's why I said he would retire. And he doesn't want to be a bum.
I get that.
He ain't going to be a bum next year.
No.
Right?
I get that. But I really believe that the whole Green Bay – that's just me, Chris. I could be totally wrong. And I'm making a point about the Kobe. I think that's a fair comparison. Yeah. You remember that.
But Kobe could have easily been gone. I mean,
no, I know, but
Kobe,
I'm just saying he wanted out.
Kobe. Yeah,
he wanted out in the worst way, and it didn't happen. But he wound up staying.
I just don't think it's as big a deal anymore. You only play for one team. It's nice. It's fine. But how many? I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. So
I get it.
Greats, yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't want to be that. He doesn't want to be.
Yeah, but I do think he wants to play there. I'm with you on that. But I think his talk on the retirement, Rob, was more, and he's talked about being in a better mental space, right, over the summer. He got himself there. I think part of that is, and you hear a lot of athletes talk about this, is staying in the moment, right? Not getting caught up in the past, not getting caught up in the future, what's going to happen, but staying in the moment. And I think that's the whole, that's why he's like, I'm not even talking about that, the retirement or anything like that. So we'll see, but we're pretty much on the same page. All right, is all this retirement talk just Aaron Rodgers' way of setting the stage for his return to Green Bay next season? Your turn to weigh in with Rob and me, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes.
cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it can happen easily, folks. A few drinks here, a few drinks there. Next thing you know, it's a few drinks too many. And then it's time to go. And you think about calling for a ride home, but nah. What's the worst that can happen? Get pulled over, lose my license, total my car? No. You could kill a person, yourself or someone else. So look, guys and gals, drive sober or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Does it sound to you, it sounds to Rob and me like Aaron Rodgers wants to be back in Green Bay and barring something crazy should be back in Green Bay. What are your thoughts? Your turn to weigh in.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Danny. Who's the first caller? Iowa Sam, I don't have the calls.
All right, we'll get the calls up in a minute. A few technical difficulties, Rob. Just let me know when you get it. But, Rob, yeah, I just think for him to retire, that just at this level, right? Like, I mean, yeah, we've seen guys walk away. Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, you go way back. We've
Calvin
seen a
Johnson
few guys,
walked away too.
Calvin I mean, Johnson.
It just It just depends. It's not impossible. And
no, it's not impossible.
But I'm with you, Johnson, Chris. Coming off winning of back-to-back MVPs,
right.
I mean, it would be hard-pressed for him to look at that and go, well, okay, yeah, I'm done. I can't play any better or I'm going to be a bum next year. No. He's young. He's in good shape. You know, he didn't play his first 3 years. So he's 37. But, Chris, you know, football-wise, he's a little younger because he wasn't beat up. He only took, like, a handful of snaps those first 3 years with the Packers. So I'm with you. I really believe, and it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling that he won't wear any other uniform only because of the stuff that he talked about, you know, the people around him said that that's important to him.
Well,
and you're right. All great quarterbacks in the NFL, all of them, Chris, have wore other uniforms.
Well, almost. Yeah,
just
not
about.
Not quite all, but yeah, a lot.
You know,
yeah,
like
Terry
just
Bradshaw
about.
Bradshaw stayed with Pittsburgh, but Staubach stayed in Dallas. But a lot of them, to your point, especially, you know, the last few decades.
But those other guys you mentioned, there was no free agency.
Different. It was a lot different.
You know what I mean?
No
like
doubt.
Like you had to be cut. And then go somewhere, but I'm saying like now people
in this
have
era,
options.
Right, right.
All right, we got Nick in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing? Frequent caller, as you already know. Bruce
yes,
Star, thanks for coming into work today.
you got jokes.
I like to hear you guys. Aaron Rodgers is gonna be out. I think he's gonna go somewhere where he already has pieces around him, even though he has enough in Green Bay. I think he's going to show them that they didn't appreciate him. And I'll
so
sit back
what,
and
what is it? What is it from what he said today? Because, look, that's what a lot of people have felt that way throughout the season. and based on his comments in the preseason and in the offseason. But if you listen to him today, I mean, look, he praised LaFleur. He talked about how his relationship with Brian Gutekunst, which that was really kind of the worst part of his situation, at least according to him, in Green Bay. And he talked about the relationship's gotten much better, and he appreciates that. Like, what are you basing your feelings on?
His personality. I feel like he's so hot and cold. I feel like, you know, you get Aaron Rodgers one day, he's kind of like, and I hate to use the word, but he's kind of like smug, and he's different. Then he's with Pat McAfee, and he's like joyful, and now he, you know, he's not talking to management, now he is. I just feel like with his personality, it's just going to be, and I may be wrong, but it may be how they exit the playoffs, if they even do. But I think that that's going to be his deciding factor where, you know, you didn't take care of me. Well, you did take care of me, but you didn't put the pieces around me my entire career. You didn't answer my input like other quarterbacks have gotten. And I think it's just going to be, you know what, it's time to be up.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I'm not convinced of that. Let's go to Dan in Kansas City, a.k.a. Kansas City Dan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris. Hi, Rob. Second time caller. I called two
Appreciate
years back.
It. Good to
yeah,
have
I called you
man.
About the Chiefs. You know how they were going to do this here. And here's my opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers might stay in Green Bay, but if things don't work out, do you think he could go to the – I've been hearing the Saints and the Broncos. What do you think about that?
Well, look.
There'll be 20 teams looking for Aaron Rodgers.
Right. But I tell you what, Rob, the Saints, it's hard to find a better situation than going to New Orleans. I mean, you got the great running back / receiver in Kamara. You've got a great quarterback coach and coach overall in Sean Payton. You got a great defense. If Michael Thomas, I mean, who knows what the situation is with him, but even if he's not back, I think you can find some receivers to even strengthen that receiving core. That to me, that's probably the best place. I mean, Denver's got a nice defense too. Pittsburgh is, you know, one of the best franchises in the league. So I think any of those three places, Rob, those probably are the top three places on this list. I would think.
Let's squeeze in one more, Chris. Matthew in Winnipeg, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Matthew?
Rob Pom Pom Parker and Chris. Yep. Hyperbole Broussard.
Tough love. I prefer Chris
stop
Tough
it.
Love Broussard.
Oh, stop. But,
you
know. Stop.
You guys got to stop it. You guys are trying to do the old guy thing. Win or lose, he got to go. Why? Brady set the standard. You got to win somewhere else now.
No,
he's either
no,
got to
no,
go to that Denver
no,
thing.
No, I disagree. Saints,
you
got
to win a lot. You got to win multiple rings, but it's not. Nobody's going to hold it against you because you did it in one place.
And look, you know what? Aaron Rodgers' stock will be way high, Chris, if he wins a second MVP.
I think he wants to go higher.
And they win, if they win the Super Bowl and he wins the second MVP and wins the Super Bowl, you're not talking about looking backwards. You're just talking about going forward. So I don't think that's the case.
I think it's enough. He wants to catch up with Brady.
He's not catching Brady. I mean,
he doesn't have to catch Brady.
If he wins the next three rings or three of the next four, then maybe you can talk. But no, realistically, I mean, Brady's so far out in the head that, to me, Rob, that shouldn't even be in his mind.
If he's 3-0, Chris, or if he's 3-0 and has 4 or 5 MVPs, he's had a great career. That's the end of it.
Absolutely. And you know, because right now, you could argue, I mean, one Super Bowl appearance, not just win, but appearance, that's disappointing. I mean, it flat out is, as great as he is. But you're right, Rob. It's not about catching Brady. I mean, 7 rings, come on. No franchise has that many. But if he can get 1 or 2 more, and like you said, another MVP, that's huge for him. You can't. He's arguably, what, top 3? Arguably. If he gets that. So, all right, we got Matt Schneidman, Packers beat writer for The Athletic, coming up. But first, the loquacious Brian Finley with the update. B. Finn.
Chris and Rob, Cavs guard Ricky Rubio has torn his ACL in his left knee, and he is done for the season. And keep in mind, as you guys know, this is the second time this has happened in his career, and he is due to be a free agent after this season.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, the timing of that is not optimal. Also, Celtics' Marcus Smart dealing with a hand injury. He is out tonight as Boston takes on the Clippers. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Also, good news. news for Los Angeles. Reggie Jackson is off the COVID list, but he's not going to play. They want to give him a little bit of time to get his conditioning back up before he gets back on the court. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has some hope that he can play this weekend. That thumb injury of his won't need surgery. Keep in mind, guys, 100 players were activated off the COVID list today. The Saints got 12 of those 100, and they got two quarterbacks returning in Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian. We've got the Cheez-It Bowl happening right now in college football. It is
Cheez-It?
Yeah, the Cheez-It Bowl.
These names,
hey,
I mean,
hey,
the bowls
it's
are
a joke.
Bad enough.
It's a
Nobody
joke.
Cares
it's a
about
joke.
Them anyway, but yeah, it's the names joke. Just make it that much worse.
Yeah, well,
come on.
Rob's probably digging into a bowl of Cheez-Its right now in between
Oh, believe
segments.
Me, he got a carton of Cheez-Its in his house.
Yeah.
No doubt about
yeah.
that.
He gets the Cheez-Its shipped to his house. He doesn't have to go to the store. He has somebody bring it to him.
Right. I definitely believe that.
Yeah. Everything is brought to him as far as his food. But, okay, so the number 19 Clemson Tigers are up 6-3 against Iowa State in that Cheez-It Bowl. And Tigers quarterback G.J. Uiagalelei has 145 yards passing. Earlier, Maryland dominated Virginia Tech 54-10 at the Pinstripe Bowl. Darrell Jones had 111 receiving yards and two touchdowns for the Terrapins. A quick note with what is happening in college basketball right now. And about halfway through the first half, number 11 Auburn is dominating number 16 LSU 18-1. The Tigers have started this game 0-14 from the field. Chris and Rob, I know if you guys were in that game, you would at least have made some sort of basket, maybe a bunny or two. There's also a game about midway through the first half, and number 21 Providence and 15th ranked Seton Hall are all square at 12. And one final to get to, third ranked Purdue over Nichols, 104-90. Zach Edey, 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. As I bounce the basketball back to the two-man game, the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, B-Fin, thank you. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. And AutoZone has the free services that you need to get yourself back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. They've got over 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone is the place to go when you need to save time and money because of their free services. So getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, our next guest, does a great job covering the Green Bay Packers for The Athletic. We welcome in Matt Schneidman. Matt, happy holidays and welcome to The Odd Couple.
Happy holidays to you guys, too. How are you doing?
We're great, man. Thanks for joining us. Rob and I, listening to the Aaron Rodgers comments today, our take is that he would like to be in Green Bay, and barring, you know, some unforeseen situation, a negative situation, it looks like he will be back in Green Bay. What is your thought? Are we off? What'd you take from the press conference?
Yeah, it was interesting because it's just another normal Wednesday here in Green Bay, and he's dropping a couple new bits of information. I mean, this topic has been discussed ad nauseum over the last couple months, but
right.
Today there were a couple new things that I heard. It was A, retirement still on the table. B, this is the most fun or most he's enjoyed a season in his entire career. And C, he said he's really been involved in a lot of those discussions directly affecting his job that he said this offseason he wanted to be involved in more. And he specifically said, Brian Gutekunst, the GM who, you know, he had quote unquote beef with this offseason, has really taken the lead in involving me in those discussions.
Right.
And I appreciate and enjoy how our relationship has grown. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen this offseason. I've been covering him for 3 years, Rodgers, that is, and he's unpredictable. Nobody knows what he's going to do. But I think all three options are still on the table, and those options are retiring, staying in Green Bay, or playing elsewhere. What he did say, and as a reporter covering it, I really do appreciate this, is he said he won't make it drag on for months and months. He will make a
right.
quick decision this offseason.
Well,
and that would be good because, right, you remember with, of course, Brett Favre kept holding the franchise hostage, you know, was he going to retire or not, and playing it out. And you just got to make a decision. And the thing I wanted to say is when he says he had the most fun, I think, you know, after that week one game or whatever and watching him in some of the games when they came back in 37 seconds in San Francisco, I remember how animated and jacked he was and excited, and Arizona win. Do you buy that, too? He's having a lot of fun after what was a tumultuous offseason?
I really do. And listen, winning cures all, and they're 12-3, the best record in the league. You know, they're probably going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And he did say one of the big reasons that he's enjoying this season probably more than any other is that Randall Cobb is here, and right. He's currently on injured reserve, but it's probably his best friend in the league who, you know, obviously played for the Packers from 2011 to 2018, then a couple years away. And at the request of Rodgers, Gutekunst traded for him before this season, and that's a big reason he's enjoying it. You know, Rodgers being the MVP favorite can't hurt the team's success, obviously. And there's a lot of him talking about just enjoying the moment and not looking too far into the future. And when he says that, I don't believe everything he says when he says it, but when he says okay. He's just trying to focus on the moment, enjoy the moment, and try and go get his second Super Bowl ring, I really do think that is his focus, and he'll deal with the offseason at another date.
Matt, I'm with you on two of your three options. I just don't, for everything he said, unless like you said, we just shouldn't believe him. But as much as he talked about how much fun he's having, obviously the team is great. LaFleur is a very good coach. His Randall Cobb is there. They'll probably bring Devontae Adams back. Like, the one option I don't see him taking, especially if he wins his second MVP award, second straight, that is, why in the world would he retire?
I disagree with Chris. That's the one thing I don't see him doing. I disagree with Chris. And I think if there was if he wasn't able to stay in Green Bay, I'm not convinced he would put on another uniform. I've read stuff about how important that is to him, and maybe that's why he even said it's even on the table. You tell us, what do you think?
I kind of agree with you. You know, I still think it's on the table that he plays somewhere else, but listening to him talk not only today but this season, I think he really enjoys it here. And he talked the other day with Pat McAfee about how happiness is super important. And we've already discussed here right now that today he said he's, you know, really enjoying it more so than any other season. Listen, he said today, and he has said for a while, the word he used today was bum. He doesn't want to be a bum on his way out. He didn't say Ben Roethlisberger's name, but he doesn't want to happen to him.
He won't be that anytime soon.
He'll never be that.
He won't be that anytime soon.
I agree. Right.
Exactly. And listen, he's the MVP favorite. He has proven to himself and everyone else that he can still play. So I don't think he's close, even in the next couple of years, to being a bum on his way out. So by that logic, he wouldn't retire. Now, could he have an epiphany like he did last season and say, you know what? Retirement kind of sounds good. I'm gallivanting around Hawaii, enjoying my personal life. If he wins a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, why not go out on top like Michael Strahan?
He could do it.
I don't see it happening, but it's possible.
Now, let me ask you this. What if he doesn't win, if they don't win the Super Bowl? Do you think there's any part of him that says, my goodness, we've had three straight terrific regular seasons and just haven't gotten it done? Like, especially if they don't get out of the NFC. Do you see him looking at that and being like, I got to go somewhere else where I think we can win it? Or you think that'll be a factor, like, if they don't get to the Super Bowl?
I could see that. I could see him being like, you know, if not this year, then when? If we haven't made the Super Bowl the last 3 years, then when are we? But at the same time, even though the Packers are in one of the worst cap situations of any team in the league, as it stands right now, they have the second least amount of cap space next to the New Orleans Saints in the NFL. They are in cap hell right now. But even saying that, Packers roster will look different next year. But if we're weighing the teams that he could potentially play for next year, if he weighs, you know, playing somewhere else, the Packers still give him the best chance to win. So even if he's like, I'm going to go try with the Denver Broncos or the Pittsburgh Steelers or, you know, the Miami Dolphins, whoever it may be, to try and go win that Super Bowl, there is no guarantee, and there is a likelihood that wherever he goes outside of Green Bay will not give him a better chance to win than here with the roster that Brian Gutekunst has built. And he knows that. So what we were talking about earlier, I still do think it's either staying here or retirement. And I'm heavily leaning toward him being back here next year.
All right, that's stuff. Matt Schneidman, great Packers stuff, beat writer for The Athletic. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yep. Appreciate you guys. You as well.
All right, see ya. That's Matt Schneidman, Packers beat writer for The Athletic. Look, LeBron James is sending messages, and not just on social media. He sent a message to an all-star big man last night. Guess who it is?
And he sent me some shekels last night, Chris Broussard. You know he did.
I'm glad you won a few things. I'm happy for you when you win. My goodness. That Shekel City's next, too. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Who, me?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple on a Worship Wednesday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, y'all, it can happen easily and it can happen to anybody. You have a few drinks. Next thing you know, it's a few drinks too many. Then instead of getting a ride home, you think, I can drive myself. What's the worst that could happen? Get pulled over, lose my license, total my car? No! You could kill somebody. You could kill yourself. So drive sober or get pulled over. It's as simple as that. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, it's time for Shekel City, which apparently
welcome
in
to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh yeah, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's on its way. Yes,
you sure it's not called Saved by the Bell?
No, it's not.
That song, don't tell me that theme song is not
a little
just
bit.
Like
it sounds like
bell.
It. It does. Yeah. Yeah. Where's Screech when you need him? But I think Screech passed, though, didn't he? I think he
died.
Yeah, he did die.
God bless him.
Yes. Mario Lopez, though, I met him at a Dodger game.
Did you?
AM 570 suite. He's a big Dodger fan, him and his wife.
We had him on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Chris, last night, so now what I'm doing, and you know this, a lot of times I'll hit two out of three, and I don't get
I don't know that.
No, I do. I hit two out of three.
A lot of times you hit one out of three.
Like last night. But I hit two out of three, and I don't get, you know, the parlay. So now I'm betting the parlay, of course, but I'm also betting what I would call my best bet, the one game. So, you know, last night I sent you the ticket and showed you. I did bet straight up $100 on the Lakers, and they did win and cover the spread, but I did lose the parlay. But tonight, my best bet is going to be the Celtics hosting the Clippers -6, so I'm taking the Celtics -6. Hmm. Okay. The parlay, I got Celtics -6, I got the Knicks -8.5 in Detroit, and I got the Pacers -3 at home against the Hornets, okay? Once again, we got Knicks, Celtics, Pacers, and the Celtics are my best bet. If you're looking for a little solo action, think about the Celtics. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. There you go.
All right, Rob. LeBron won you some money last night.
Yes, he did.
Restored a little bit of the reputation of Shekel City, so good for you. But I think, Robin, we know, we talked about it on the show. He jumped center last night.
Yes.
And look, playing center isn't what it used to be. I mean, LeBron's first shot was a three at center. All right. His next bucket he hit was a jumper. His third bucket he hit was another three. Like, he was handling the ball. He basically did what he usually does. But he played center officially and did, you know, guard some guys down low.
Which was fine, right.
Right.
It wasn't like he reinvented the wheel last night. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah. I think, Rob, though, maybe the most important thing he did, and I don't know, I'm not saying he did this on purpose, but I think it could just be an outgrowth of it. He sent a message to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, for some reason, when he's 6'11", 6'10", 7 feet, whatever he is, he's in that neighborhood, doesn't want to play center. And I would get it if you had to face David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Shaq, Patrick Ewing.
Right.
Heck, even Alonzo Mourning. But you don't. Even if you got to play Joel Embiid, he's going to take you out for a steady diet of jump shots. You know, I mean, even if you play Nikola Jokic, yeah, he'll post here and there, but he's also on the perimeter. It's different, AD. And if the Lakers need you to play center on a regular basis and start at center, then do it. You just saw a 30, soon to be in a few hours. LeBron's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, LeBron. Tomorrow, LeBron will be 37. He's an avid listener.
Okay,
loves me. I don't know about you. Nah,
but look, I bet he loves you.
You just watched a 37-year-old in his 19th year play center. You can't do it? So come on. Rob, I think, again, I don't know that LeBron meant to do it. I'm not saying he did, but it was a message that AD should learn from it.
But why couldn't LeBron just, all right, if AD has the respect of LeBron, respects LeBron, which obviously he does, why couldn't LeBron go to him and say, AD, I get it. You know, you'd rather not, but we really need you just to play center because this is how we're going to get back to where we were. We're trying to win a championship. The clock is ticking on me. You know, like, this would help us. That conversation should be had without him having to go out there and do that, Chris. And you're not saying that that was the only reason why. Right. But I'm just saying that should just be a conversation. What would be the pushback?
I mean, maybe they have.
Who in the league, who are you afraid of banging with at the center position? There's nobody. Who? Gobert? Is that who you're afraid of? Who?
I mean, Rob, you're not going to play much differently.
No.
It's just that the guy you'd be guarding will be a little bit bigger. But he's not going to be a guy that's going to punish you in the post and stay on the post for 40 minutes. So you're right. What is the issue? And the other night, who was it? I was watching. What game was it? It was Giannis. I believe it was Boston-Milwaukee. Jaylen Brown, who's about 6'6", 6'7", he was guarding Giannis. Giannis is a 7-footer, but he's a small forward. So, I mean, I remember seeing Larry Johnson guard Shaq when I covered the Knicks, Rob. And you know LJ was like 6'7".
Right.
Sometimes, come on, do it for the team, AD. I think that'd go a long way in helping the Lakers. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.